With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. While on a tour of a pharmaceutical manufacturing plant in Cincinnati, President Trump calls the Iran war an excursion and suggests oil prices will soon be back down.
It's doing well. The market's holding up well. I figured we'd be hit a little bit, but we were hit probably less than I thought, and we'll be back on track in a pretty short while. Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war that happens. You can almost predict it. I would say it went up a little bit less than we thought.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on an international move to release oil reserves to help tamp down high prices and limited supply right now.
Germany and Austria say they are releasing parts of their oil reserves following an International Energy Agency request for its members to release 400 million barrels to help temper energy price spikes due to the Iran war. Previously, the largest ever collective release of emergency stocks by IEA member countries was just under 183 million barrels. That was in the wake of the energy shock prompted by Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Japan also says it will release some of its reserves starting Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Texas man has been executed for fatally stabbing his girlfriend and her 8-year-old son 13 years ago. Cedric Ricks received a lethal injection Wednesday night at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. Tornadoes killing at least 2 people in Indiana and causing a lot of damage in Kankakee, Illinois. 10 injuries reported there. Parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio remain under a tornado watch. This is SRN News. Young people are more engaged in church. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
A nonprofit organization known for public awareness drives addressing anti-Semitism says an ad campaign on New York City taxi cabs was removed before its scheduled end date. The group Jew Belong launched the campaign amid an increase in a number of anti-Semitic incidents throughout the city. This is SRN News. Advocates across America are hoping that a growing unhappiness of wage and wealth inequalities will have an increase coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll have more states adopting policies involving the rich paying more taxes.
Chuck Collins inherited vast sums of money through his great-grandfather, Oscar Mayer's processed meat company.
I kind of won the lottery at birth and sort of inherited substantial wealth, most which I gave away.
Rather than fight to protect every dime, Collins has helped push to hike taxes on the ultra-rich like himself. He was successful in implementing a higher tax in Massachusetts on income over $1 million.
We're living in a period of extreme income and wealth inequality. We have fiscal needs at the local and state level.
The idea has taken hold in a handful of other blue states like California, Maryland, Minnesota, and New Jersey. I'm Haya Punjwani.
More details, srnnews.com.